Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Debug Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll be discussing the last week of the show. You can call in and talk to us live at 914-338-1239, and you can use Skype to call in, or you can join us in the chat room. Follow us daily at the blog at debugdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. Friend us on Facebook. We have a new fan page. You can just look for Debug Days of Our Lives, and you can like us there. And we're also on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And you can also friend us here on Blog Talk Radio to keep track of what we're up to. And we have an announcement to make. I just got an email that Mary Beth Evans had to reschedule our interview. It was supposed to be Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern, and now it's Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern. I haven't updated Blog Talk Radio yet. So, and that announcement will be on the blog and Facebook and Twitter probably sometime tonight when we're done with the show. But we've got a full house tonight. We have Mary Ann here today.
Hello.
And we have Miss Anna.
Hello.
And we have Madeline.
Hi.
You guys act like I don't introduce you every week. Like it's a surprise.
No, no.
She says my name. Oh, my God.
Oh, you always do.
I know.
Yeah, we're here again.
Try not to sound so excited about it, Marianne.
Yeah. <I don't, laughs> maybe in a couple weeks.
I'm not sure Marianne's
okay?
actually here.
I'm always here.
She's here, and she's here less Taylor on Twitter than she's somewhere else.
I know.
Else.
Yeah, Taylor's not on
like
Twitter.
So. All that, sure.
Yeah.
Well, the highlight this week was the I promised we'd talk about Mary Beth first, but we forgot to talk about her last week. Yes, she's going to start filming again September 22nd. Her air date sometime in December. They don't have a date yet for that. And
Taylor's back! Yay!
Yay! And the baby's back too. They're bringing the baby, Joe. Yeah. So we don't still know what
not
happened
a baby,
to Jack
though,
Jr. But we know where Joe Johnson is. We just don't know what happened to Jack Jr. And she's working on the play. She's starring in the play Murder at Howard Johnson's, and all that's on the blog. You guys can anybody wants to look and go see her during the play. And she's also starring in a TV show, a primetime show, and that's why she had to cancel on Tuesday. She's doing Body of Proof.
That's cool.
Yeah, the one with Dana Delaney, that TV show. So, yeah. So, Mary Beth,
she's
in the
bay
on the weekend. Yeah,
in the bay.
Yeah.
And somewhere in there, she's getting ready
she's
for
the
fall
season. She's on primetime, daytime, the web,
and
in a play.
And somewhere in there, she's got to be preparing for the holiday season with her pies, her apple pies.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So. Yeah.
Girl's busy. So. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to see
her
back in Salem.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy to see people do well. And I think, I do think the Bay has a lot to do with it, though, too. I like seeing Urban Days and seeing people like Mary Beth and Matt doing the Bay too. It's like a nice new little treat.
Yeah.
So, I think the highlight this week, even though I did complain about the editing, was the Jolie Tango. That was hot. Especially, I like the beginning where she's rejecting him and he keeps trying, and that was really sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised. I saw it after your comment, and I didn't mind that. I didn't mind it really. I guess I can see why they were doing it that way. I would have liked it either way.
Well,
my only complaint was that it wasn't, they didn't make it long enough so that it made sense when she suddenly, you know, all of a sudden she was, first she was fighting and then all of a sudden she just like gave up. I was like, okay, I'm going to use a little transition in there where, you know, they show her,
I couldn't figure out if it was kind of like half sexy, half campy. Maybe that's the way they wanted to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a little fun. Yeah.
I hate to say it, but the Kate fan in me kept thinking, oh, Kate and Tony or vintage Stefano and Kate when she did the tango around Stefano years ago. Don't know. Those were hot tangos. And I like you, Jolie, together, but I kind of felt like it was sort of an awkward mix, and just in my opinion, it was sort of an awkward mix. It was sexy. I liked the part of the game, like you said, where she was resisting and everything, but she did give in pretty quickly.
Didn't take her long.
And neither one of them are professional dancers, so I give it to them. I give them credit for doing it. And it was kind of cute. I love that crack that EJ made when he got back. He's like six lessons at Arthur Murray's studio or something like that.
Yeah, six lessons
cute.
At Arthur Murray.
I mean, can you really see EJ taking six lessons? You know, but it was cute the way, you know, I thought that was cute. And I loved Stefano and Kate's reactions while they were watching it going, that's not the one we meant. That's not the one we meant. we want you to have the one, but we don't want her.
You know, if they were trying to make it so that he was doing it because he knew it would piss them off, that would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah.
I mean, they
I
were
Sam
not
Brady, he knew Brady was going to come
not,
back in.
They were not clear on his motivation at all. And that kind of, that
yeah.
didn't help,
yeah.
really.
You know, well, I'm glad we don't know his motivation, though. I mean, I think he's just toying with Brady. But it's cool not knowing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, I did like that.
But they made it seem like he was first toying with, you know, with Stefano because he knew it would piss Stefano off. And he was toying with Brady because he knew it would piss Brady off. And he was toying with Nicole. But he also wanted to make it look like he really was enjoying it, too. And it was like, let's see how much of this we can all make true. And I don't think that worked. They should have picked one or two.
But I did like, I am enjoying them doing scenes at the Shea Rouge, like I said last week. It is nice to see that set again, and it's nice that they're doing a little more formal things, and, you know.
Yeah, there were things I liked this week better. I liked all
Oh, definitely the Stefano and Kate reunion.
Yeah.
We have to talk about that.
Right.
when he came back, the Phoenix reemerges.
Yeah, they got a kiss, they got some touching, and they got a dance, which was mostly off screen, which to me, they could have been much hotter. Almost than EJ and Nicole in some ways, but I'm glad for what we got. I mean, I'm happy, and you know, I loved it when he said you look beautiful, and I was like, oh, they're back, oh. You know, and they genuinely looked like happy to see each other, and like you could tell love in their eyes. So the romantic in me was satisfied with that. So anyway, so but what do you think Stefano and EJ have cooked up? I mean, what's going on with them? Talking in code and everything.
Something with Kate's business,
it has
maybe?
It to do with EJ's political career, is what I'm guessing.
Probably. He's running for mayor.
Yeah. Because I'm sure anything that would bounce, you know, Abe out of office will make Stefano happy.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be...
I guess you think maybe it has to do with Jack, though? Maybe Stefano was gone or overseas.
I hope not. I really hope that they're not going that direction.
Let's hope it's not a demand.
In fact, it's already bad enough that we're hearing that, you know, that Stefano might have something to do with whatever lands John in jail. And it's just like, can we just have... You know, somebody else. I'm just not in the mood for more of the same. If that's what we're getting with new writers, I'm going to be real disappointed. Not that I want the Damaris to, you know, not be.
Yeah, but we got to get. Yeah, but we need
not be
something for the Damaris to do.
But,
you know.
But I'm hoping these new writers
definitely
will
get
bit
that
more,
again.
A little bit more imaginative in the instigating. I like the idea of EJ going to politics. That's at least different. You know, that's something I haven't tried before.
So, instead of him being obsessed with getting his children away from Sammy, or, you know, making Sammy's life miserable with Rafe too and everything, I'm glad he has another. As Stefano and Kate say when they work on their projects, I'm glad he's going to have a different project that doesn't necessarily involve using his children as pawns and everything, you know.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll
be
fun.
Well, I wouldn't mind EJ getting involved with somebody and Stefano not approving. What I'd like, though, is for EJ to be smart enough to you know, figure it out and not let him have his way, which is usually what happens.
Yeah.
It's not that Stefano's smarter necessarily. It's just that that's always the way it gets written. He always wins, and I'm just, that's old.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
yeah.
I like Stefano coming back. I will say that I usually like Kate's outfits. I did not like the outfit on Friday.
I don't mind her
wearing pants. It wasn't the pants. It wasn't the suit necessarily. It was the, what was attached in back.
Yeah, I didn't understand what that was in my life.
And I'm sorry if that was.
What was Lauren's choice?
I just didn't like it.
What was it that you didn't like? I could.
She had a tie on the back of her shirt. It was the same color as her shirt, but it just hung all the way down.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Ankle.
Like a train,
yeah.
I guess. Maybe. I guess is what it was.
Okay.
I don't know what it was.
It might have been meant to be a train, but it looked like a tail.
Yeah. Well, you know what, honestly, I thought she looked great. I thought her hair and everything, you know, all that looked great. But, and I like that suit look in a lot of ways, but I didn't think it fit the scene as well. I thought it stood out in a way that, I mean, her wardrobe always stands out in some way, and I love that about her. But, and it may have very well have been her call, you know, what she wore. But I think because it was white and they were in darker clothes and stuff, I think it just kind of stood out in a way that I mean, it kind of was a little bit of a distraction, maybe. I don't know.
You know
what
she looked like to me?
This tells
you how old I am and what kind of movies I like watching. She looked like a waiter.
Like who?
She looks like a waiter in an old movie.
I think she looks good in anything pretty much, but yeah, it wasn't my favorite.
Yeah, but she's got such a fantastic body. She needs to, I don't understand, and this is another.
Covering it all too much. Another thing.
Oh, I know.
With me,
know.
You know,
yeah.
that if you
I
have a great body, they can make you look, they can put fashions on you that just make you look amazing, and she does.
Yeah.
And and this is something that Renee Jones is really good. She always looks fantastic, and she's got a great butt. And so does Lauren. And I know Lauren likes different fashions, but I know I've seen her in things that make her look great, and that didn't.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to see what she's wearing for the big event.
Yeah,
in a week
me too.
Because I know she went in for a fitting like before she went back to work, because it was a day when the studio was dark a while back when they were filming this, and I remember her saying that she went in for a fitting for this outfit. So I'm looking forward to seeing what it is, just out of curiosity. But
I was just so happy to see
Stefano.
They have some clips of the 26 already out on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that wasn't even that. It was the promo.
I'm trying not to watch
all
of them because I don't want to know what's going on.
Watch the promo for next week and Hope's dress. I usually don't like Hope's wardrobe all that much, but the dress she's wearing for the party is just amazing. I love it.
Oh, wow. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to know some of it.
Yeah.
You know, I guess
they're probably showing the whole thing.
Yeah,
they're probably showing the whole thing.
And that's fine.
They are
talking about
it. They showed a lot of it.
Stupid.
But you know,
they're desperate.
They're desperate. The ratings
that,
are not going up. They're going
down.
Well,
nobody's
going
to tune in if you can watch it online. Why tune in if you can watch it on daytime royalty? I mean, really.
Well, you can watch it. Well, you can watch the show on NBC.com, right?
Yeah.
You know.
I guess
so
afterwards.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, but I don't know. I don't get why. I can get spoilers, but why show all those clips?
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I've been kind of somewhat spoiler free lately.
Stay tuned for what?
Because
the ratings in the last 3 months, the ratings have gone up only 1 week. That's not good.
John and Marlena.
They're not
going to
get.
Let's see.
They're not going to get. I, you know, John and Marlena fans. Yeah, but I'm not. I'll be really curious to see if it's that big of a bump. And I'm sure.
Maybe for a while.
I'm sure there's a lot of people
at first,
who are saying,
I'm sure.
Oh, no. But we'll see.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'm
trying not to watch.
Really.
Them.
If they really bring in the ratings, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Speaking of Kate, by the way, Rex mentioned on the chat room that Stefano should be the one running for mayor, and that'd be hilarious. I think that's a brilliant idea.
But,
you
should
be what?
I'm sorry, my voice is bad. Stefano should be the one running for mayor, not EJ.
Oh, Stefano. Oh.
Yeah, Stefano.
That would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
That would be funny. Yeah, but I can't see them doing that. I agree.
Oh, no.
That would be hilarious, but I can't see them doing that because they want to, they're not going to give him, I'm sure he doesn't even have enough days in his contract to be able to do that enough.
So it's this Friday, though, that we see Matt for the first time, right?
I don't know.
Is it this Friday coming up?
I think it's this Friday, supposed to be this special episode, and then Monday when everybody returns.
Wiki Days knows when he's popping up. Well, I think it's Friday. I think it's this week.
Yeah. This is the last week of just rewrite. And then it
she says, woohoo,
up.
In the chat room. So I'm yes.
I hope he shaves off that beard real fast.
That is on
Friday. Yes, I love having real-time wiki days. It's great.
Yeah.
So that'll be nice. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I have been kind of out of the loop the last couple of weeks, but which is kind of good because I didn't know Steph. I guess I'd heard ahead that Kate and Stefano were going to be on and everything, but I don't really know that much about what's coming up, so it's kind of nice. I know about the big surprise and all, but it'll be nice to kind of be surprised at what's happening.
Yeah.
Maybe. Cynic over there.
Always
has
to be one, huh?
You know, as much as I've whined and complained the couple days, I watched Thursday and I was home. My knee is still bothering me. I watched Thursday and Friday live and I didn't have to you know, drop the volume for as much of it as I normally do.
I just had to fast forward to Carly.
Rafe. Oh my
Carly,
God.
Carly, oh God.
Oh wow. Speaking of Rafe.
I'm sorry,
Carly
speaking of Rafe, I was cracking up because I mean, granted, we know that it's not reality, and the cop shop is anything not even remotely close to reality. But I did think it was pretty hilarious that he's sitting on, they're like, oh, I wish we could find out, who this, guy is or whatever. And Rafe's over there, he's like, well, when you're a former FBI, you can tap into anything. And I'm thinking, in any business, anywhere in the pretty much the world, free world, the minute you leave your job, permanently, they've cut you off of everything. And it just cracked me up that he's sitting there tapping into the FBI database.
Yeah, he could still get in the FBI database.
And then Bo and Hope are standing there just watching him, cheering him on. I just the little twisted part of me was cracking up about that. I just was like, at least he didn't act stupid on that episode. That was nice. It was a stretch, but you know.
Well, it was kind of fun to watch him to be begging to find out what the party was about, and they wouldn't tell him, and then he calls Hope and Ice Princess.
That was
funny.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. But that's been like the first time ever that I've watched Ray that I actually enjoyed. Of course, it was only a very short. At least the part of my I enjoyed was pretty short.
Yeah.
That's because Sammy was nowhere near him. That's why.
There you go. I actually thought Rafe and Nicole. Not that I would
Sammy.
Say that they should get together, but I actually
Rafe
thought the scenes
Nicole,
that
yeah.
Rafe and Nicole
no.
had together. I know, mm-hmm. I know, but I'm just saying
yeah.
that showed me that there
well.
Can. There, well, let me say it shows me that there can possibly be someone that he has chemistry with. It's just, in my
mm-hmm.
opinion, not Sammy.
Just not Sammy.
Well, it's not Sammy, but I'm still, I mean, the point of me, even tolerating him, that's not the same as wanting him to stay. Sorry.
Yeah, well, we don't want him to stay.
The only thing he's
he
got
could go any time and I wouldn't miss him.
Our looks. And that's,
and
the minute
make you reach for your
back mouth, the second he opens his mouth, he ruins his. I'm not. I don't care about his looks anymore because he just bores the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm. No matter how good looking it is, it's boring.
Yeah.
He is.
If he would just keep his mouth shut and stand in the background like wallpaper, then that might be all right. But we see way, way too much of him already.
Yeah.
Either in the background
that,
or already has
really
the movie was on. About
I really miss those days when they
Roman.
Used to arrest the character. Isn't he overdue for that? Remember how they used to arrest characters? And like, Rafe, you need a rest. You really do. Like a really long one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. The people they want up front end up at 200 days a year. And so we're so sick and tired of them, even if we like them. I mean, I don't mind EJ getting a little less time. And, of course, it would be better if they just used him the right way, and then I wouldn't mind maybe. But still, anybody, no matter how good you are, if you overdo it, it's just too much. And I'll get tired of it.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't mention the EJ and Kate scenes from earlier in the week when Kate was telling him he'd telling EJ that he needed a partner. And the way they turned though,
he
like
needs
half,
somebody in his life or something, yeah.
Yeah, they were like half sparring and half flirting at Chez Rouge and
yeah!
everything. And
I love
it.
Yeah,
really,
it's the second time though, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it how they do that. See, that's why it's like the textile thing, the whole scarf thing. That the scarf just made me barf. I mean, he and Taylor were just, ugh. But I mean, Kate and EJ, for example, they're not supposed to have chemistry, but they do.
But they do.
A lot of
that
is to the credit. A lot of that's to the credit of the actors because they always try to throw something in like that. They love playing like that. But at the same time, and I'm glad that the writers are actually giving them an opportunity to do that because they do have to deliver the lines that the writers give them. And if you think about it, they had so few opportunities, even though they were living under the same roof up until
mm-hmm.
the last month or so. I mean, they had their shots when, their little shots with each other when she first moved into the mansion. And he's like, "Mummy dear," and stuff, and they kind of flirted and stuff. But it was few and far between.
Well,
it's like they're working
still,
together, and it's like
they're
it
working together,
them.
But he still needs to be more sarcastic about the mommy thing. I mean, he's treating her too much like she's a normal stepmother now, like that.
Yeah. That's true.
That's stupid.
Stepmother with benefits. I like the stepmother
yeah.
with benefits idea.
Although
I do love Stefano and Kate together.
Well, I do, too. It's not that. I would just assume, it would be like if Tony was around. He wouldn't be treating her like a stepmother.
Well, and obviously
Stefano wouldn't be fine with them being hanging out, or doing anything together
either.
You know, not the old stuff now. He'd be suspicious.
He'd be a little jealous, yeah.
Well, suspicious more than jealous.
Yeah.
Because that's
typically not jealous, tough. But yeah. So we don't care.
Daria's
going to Argentina.
Things are getting better. I have to admit that it's not as bad as it's been, but there are still things that I think they should work on.
Yeah.
The one thing they need to work
Carly
on,
stuff.
I think. Oh my God, that was horrific. I fast forwarded through most of it. Oh my God, I couldn't watch it. It was just painful.
I really couldn't either.
Oh, no, I don't like Carly's hair. I didn't like whatever the hell she was wearing.
Yeah, what was with the hair? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Nicholas is just, he's awful.
I couldn't feel bad for Carly. I just did not feel bad for her, you know?
Yeah. Well, for one thing, we know she's leaving, so even if we cared, which we probably, none
yeah,
of us
that's
ever
right,
have, you know, none of us ever have cared, but if we did care, we know that it's a story that's winding down, and so there's no care. I mean, there's just like, why invest in it, you know? So no matter how well done it might be or might not be, it's just not worth investing in. So, and it's a shame because I was excited to see Sydney Penney. We talked about her last time. I was excited to see her as a recurring character on here for that. But it's just the story that she's in, it's like I can't even watch her because it's just like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, but they could have written it.
I mean, when Isabella died, sorry.
If you were reading ahead of time, you knew something was happening. I mean, it still resonated a lot to the point where I remember it still. You know,
even if you know
somebody's leaving, it doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to care about the story. What matters is that the story is pretty lame.
That's true.
You know,
that's lame.
It's not necessarily that the story writing her out is as lame as the fact that the entire thing from the minute she came back until she left has been so bad. You know, trying to fix it at this point, I'm not sure anybody could have done that. But
yeah. Okay, and so shifting gears a little bit, Brady is my hero for getting rid of Dario. I was really hoping he'd go out under the tire of a limo or something.
That's how they're getting rid of him, huh?
Argentina sounds far enough away for me. So, I bow to Brady. And I think it's pretty funny that he's doing that because, you know, he cares for Melanie, whether he's into her or not, I don't know. But he definitely cares for her, and I think it's great that he's sending that kid off. I'm like, oh. So, yay. Another one bites.
Yeah, I like that, although I hope the writers do something with it because he's gotten so, the 2 days I saw, two and sort of a half a day, he was just, he's not fun to watch. He's so down in the dumps and it's just boring.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
It's just, he's got the same hung dog look on his face on the entire episode.
Well, there was a bright spot with Victor and Maggie. They were good.
Yeah.
When he wanted her to move in, and she told him.
I did like those scenes.
No.
I wish they'd go back to dressing Maggie a little better. She was looking really classy for a while, and now she's starting to look matronly.
Yeah, they tend to do that once in a while.
Last couple times I saw her, the way she was dressed. Yeah, they do that. And other times she looks fantastic, so I don't know
She wears a suit or something, she looks just so lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to believe she's as old as she is, but not lately. But yeah, it was fun. It's always nice to see.
They're fun together. Yeah, they're good together.
Yeah. And it's about that, well, it's practically the only lighthearted stuff on besides Faves, and I can't handle Faves. So, I Thursday was just...
Especially the Faves set.
We need to have one of those circle things with a red line diagonally through it that says safe sex, and then the line through it, like.
Yeah.
I mean,
that would
admittedly send the wrong message to young people,
yeah, don't
but still. You know?
Really?
Well, I told Marianne, I talked to her Thursday, I told her the damn thing put me to sleep.
And speaking of safe sex, it's now,
nothing.
You know, we have to take a little break, commercial break to pimp at Bob Hapka, Mark Hapka's father, but certainly his own man.
What does that have to do with safe sex?
Oh, do you want a shout out?
Well, he's a safe fan. He's a safe fan, so I'm going to I take every opportunity to jab at
him.
Yeah,
not give
him
no. Okay. No. There's a chance, though.
Yeah, he's not an EJ fan. Of course, he likes to tease people about EJ. So, you know, it's all in good fun. It's all in good fun.
Uh-huh.
So I thought I would use that opportunity to pimp at Bob Hapka. What was that again? What was it again, Diva? What was his Twitter address?
Yeah, at Bob Hapka,
BOBHAPKA.
Yeah,
he actually tweeted me to pimp on tonight.
Oh, and we did mention him in the chat
week.
Room as well. We might have missed last week. I don't know. I usually try to pimp him every chance.
Well, why doesn't
he
call in? I think he should call in.
That's true.
What the fuck was that?
Diva, you need
to tweet him. Tweet him and tell him to call.
Is he even listening? Is he even listening to us? No.
No, he doesn't. Tell him to give him the number and tell him to call and tell him that we'll talk with him. We want to hear his take on things.
And we'll be
and
polite.
See,
we'll even listen to him go on about safe too.
For a specific amount.
But he has
of time.
To listen to. Yeah.
Tell him he can even mention his business.
Maybe
we're
we can convert
to go
him to
out.
EJ.
Okay, I just
tweeted
him the number. We'll see.
Oh,
okay, I'll keep an eye out. See if he calls in.
He's on right now. He just tweeted something to somebody. So.
Yeah. The one thing that's not really improving with the show is the whole Quinn and Taylor thing.
Oh God, that's just getting worse.
Yeah, what?
Well,
that was just so.
I'm hoping that
put together
once we
so
get
quickly,
rid of Taylor. Once we get rid of Taylor, sadly, we're getting rid of Vivian. I mean, we're keeping Quinn, getting rid of Vivian.
I like Vivian.
Yeah, I do.
Well,
if she's written right, she's great.
I know. I'm not sure they want to write her right. So if the way they're writing her off, maybe it's for the best. I'm not sure. I mean, the idea of Vivian going to India just.
Yvonne's coming back. Take her away, I guess. Yvonne?
Yeah, that's
great. But,
I know, but the whole storyline with her going off is so silly.
She went from sleeping with her sister's husband to now she's sleeping with a pimp. I mean.
Well,
and she's the good sister.
Was her pimp?
Yeah.
Well, he never pimped her out.
Oh.
Yeah, but he attempted to pimp her out, but she got arrested before she actually did anything. It was like he had a party.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, he had a party with his girls there. He put her in a designer dress, and the party got raided, and they both got arrested for prostitution. But she actually never did anything because that was like her first party that she went to. But
so she really was arrested for prostitution, not for being at a political rally, which is
they never really
explained.
Right.
I thought, well, that sounds pretty fishy considering she knew Quinn. I didn't go back to look. I wasn't going to go watch a whole stupid episode.
I don't know if they really
explained
that or not.
Yeah, so he was attempting to pimp her out, but it didn't happen. But the poor girl got arrested, and she actually didn't commit prostitution at all.
Right.
That does suck for her. But then she turns around and sleeps with the guy who helped get her arrested for prostitution.
Quinn must be amazing in bed.
Holy hell, I'm willing to find out. I'll volunteer for that job.
I can't imagine what they're going to do with him when he comes back. I mean,
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
But
I mean, the whole thing with Quinn and Taylor and Vivian having dinner together, and Taylor wants to take Vivian to a fashion art exhibit at the museum. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Someone
and Vivian isn't suspicious of her at all and overbearing. And she wasn't into anybody touching her nephew when Lawrence was on the show, but suddenly, you know, her son shows up, her long-lost son, and she doesn't mind the first girl he introduces her to.
Vivian's oh. Hold on, I have to get the girls back on. For some reason, Blog Talk Radio hung up on both the girls.
So, I'm back.
What happened? Marianne got hung up on, too.
I don't know. It sounded like static. It sounded like static, and the next thing I knew, it was gone.
Here's Marianne. Yeah, it was not my fault this time.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
There's
Marianne.
No, yeah. You guys both got hung up on at the same time. It wasn't me. I wasn't even touching my mouse. So, I mean, I know it wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
I think it was
Bob Kafka. You know, you can go blind.
Was it Bob Kafka trying to call in?
Yeah, I think it was Bob. He jinxed us or something. we were still talking about Taylor and Vivian, and it seemed odd. They were all just, you know, having dinner together, and it just seems weird.
What was their story?
It's weird.
It is. So. I mean, the only thing about Quinn is he's nice to look at, and he at least has some ability.
Mm-hmm.
So,
whereas,
I mean, you know, Galen Garing is nice to look at, too, but he opens his mouth and sounds like a piece of wood talking, so.
Mm-hmm.
So it is nice to have, it is nice to have somebody who's good-looking, who's, and I mean, I know people like Eric Mostoff, but he doesn't do that much for me.
I like him.
God.
Marianne and I enjoy him when he's shirtless the best, but, you know, he can talk.
Oh.
I like him when he talks, but.
I like Eric a lot.
And I didn't like him. I didn't
Eric
like him when Marshall? I first
oh,
came on.
I love him. Yes.
Yeah,
I didn't
I
either. I was
too.
All passions, you know, between him and Galen.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready to accept either one. But, Eric, has completely won me over. The character and.
Well, Nicole can get me to put up with an awful lot when she's in scenes with somebody. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
Her and Brady are fun. But they're just not doing, I guess.
I like
me,
them. Yeah, together.
There's only
yeah,
so
I
far. Can. It's only so far, you know, I'll go with an actor if they're not doing anything. If the story is just sitting there doing nothing, not just good.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think they'll
the
be
same
doing
old
something
thing every time
soon.
They're in a scene together.
Yeah, I think they'll be doing something soon, but unfortunately involves that Madison character who I'm already turned off by, but that's just me.
And she's supposed to be Brady's love interest, right?
Yeah.
We're supposed to break up with him.
Yeah, not happy with that idea.
You know, though.
No.
I
thought maybe
I'm
this Madison would be with EJ.
I'm wondering what they're going to do. I wonder if they even know what they're going to do, because every time I keep hearing that, you know, Joey is going to be together, and then in the last one they said that, you know, Nicole has decided she's going to swear off.
They can't make up their mind.
Attack.
They need to give EJ somebody.
God.
Well, and you know the way they're pushing that you need somebody. I think part of it is if he's going to be running for mayor, it's like the trophy wife thing, or else just like a partner or whatever. It looks better if you have someone like that, you know, like if you're running for office or whatever, I think. I think that's partly why maybe Stefan is, you know, angling that way, but I could be wrong.
Well, if they want to bring somebody on and she shows up and she's this trophy wife, but she's really like working for John or somebody, and then he falls for her, that might be kind of fun, depending on if it's somebody who's actually any good as opposed to the girl Lane Taylor, who I liked as Ava, but she just doesn't do anything for this role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're not going to, I don't know. I mean, I understand why people are not interested in seeing with Sammy. I'm not interested in seeing with this incarnation of Sammy. And I understand why people are frustrated with, you know, with Nicole, too. So, yeah, you know, I don't want to see him all alone. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. EJ is just not going to be alone without a woman. That's Mm-hmm. All the time they had him, you know, alone, not having any sex, and yeah, that was just like, come on.
That was bizarre.
That was wrong.
I think
he did the same thing
though.
To Tony, though, too. You know.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
Tony
went years about sex. That was crazy.
Yeah. That was nuts.
But yeah, with EJ, yeah, I think Stefano's right. I think EJ needs to just have fun, play the field, and I think Kate's wrong about it, that EJ needs to settle down. But obviously, he's not very kind.
If he's going to be a womanizer, fine, then I hope we get to see it.
Yes.
I'm not interested in him being a womanizer if we don't get to see him with these women and having fun.
Yeah.
And being, you know, and writing it so that he's actually having fun and making it flirty and amusing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I just get the feeling like they're only interested in writing, you know, the romance for the good characters who are going to be rooting characters. And other than that, we're not going to get any romance. I'm not interested in that book. Especially when one of the rooting characters is safe. And we get to see them. And we get to see them for all of the other rooting characters combined. I mean, for as much as we get to see State and Magic and even Jennifer and Daniel and Bo and Hope, all those four put together, we don't see them as much of them as we do of, say, a Sammy and Rafe. That's sick.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like the. I mean, that makes me want to turn it off.
I'm going to jump back to Quinn for a second. He, I still hate this whole Gus storyline. And it finally did come out that D.A. Woods was the original hooker whacker on the Western College. And
that
then
makes
they were. Yeah, which a lot of people forget that from day one. And I was joking. I said it was Abe because Abe kept stalling the investigation too. But it was Woods who was stalling it quite a bit too. Then they said they were going to make Quinn be the whacker, and that didn't make any sense because he'd be whacking his own girl. And then they decided on that's kind of odd. And then they decided on Gus, and that's just not in his personality.
Yeah.
And they have these extreme.
I like the DA.
No.
Yeah, I like the DA idea better.
Yeah, that made sense. I like the DA better because
the DA, as the actor playing the DA, could have pulled it off. I think.
Oh yeah,
he's pretty
good. He showed a different side of him.
Whoever is playing Gus has not been able to pull this off.
No,
and,
not really.
I mean, they could have.
That's just
not
his character. It's just not. Yeah, it's a complete change.
He's
of character.
He's always been kind of.
Well, and they're not even trying to make it his character, really. I mean, they're not making him come off. I don't know if it's the actor or the writing, but he's going around to Quinn's quarters and hanging out just like he's still the butler.
No.
Oh, Bob Kafka's gone to bed. What the hell?
Bob Kafka what?
23. He's going to bed.
He's going to bed.
What a loser.
Almost.
I don't even know. Where does he live?
Florida.
Florida? Okay, he's on the East Coast. It's only not even 11 o'clock. Jeez.
I thought I was bad.
My dad was going to bed at 9 o'clock every night when I was still in college.
Wow.
He was up at 4 a.m. every day.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
No.
Yeah.
That's different. Yeah.
Some people are just morning people.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily one of them.
So, yeah, but he did tweet to Lauren, Lauren, thanks for being on my TV screen tonight. You rock. So
all
you
right.
See, him, Lauren.
this is why I can overlook the safe sex thing that he loves safe, or that he would like safe.
Oh,
but,
because he likes Lauren.
Because he also loves Lauren, so that's okay. So he makes up for it.
Good thing he does.
That's right. If he's
you wouldn't be following
Lauren,
him.
Pound on him.
Yeah. She's not a Demira fan, though, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't read his tweets about EJ. He likes to poke the EJ fans.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Well, I think it's hysterically funny because Mark, was the very first role he ever played on Days was Johnny Demira as a grown-up.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Dream.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, in those flashbacks.
I still think that's pretty funny that he doesn't like EJ.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't know. I have to see that clip now. It didn't even occur to me. I'm not the first I heard that. But with Clinkett and Rest, I thought it was interesting when they were, Bo Hope and Rafe were looking at his biography on the computer, they mentioned, you know, they saw the name of his father, but didn't say it out loud who his father was. So I have a feeling they're going to give Quinn a father when he comes back.
Well, don't you think it's going to be that Ian Buchanan that I mentioned last week?
He's going to need somebody in his.
Ian Buchanan is Scottish.
I know, but I'm just saying. I mean, it sort of makes sense, though. I mean, I don't know. Tony wasn't Australian. Tony DeMira wasn't Australian.
No, but they
either.
Gave him a backstory.
Yeah, he was.
They gave him a backstory.
Tony was Australian.
Yeah,
he
was Australian. His mother raised him there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
When he first showed up,
they
gave him a backstory to make his accent make sense.
Okay.
Right.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he was raised in Australia.
That was back in the days when head writers actually, you know, gave it care about actually.
Well, I don't know. I was just guessing because you guys were saying that Ian Buchanan was coming to the show, and I thought, well, I wonder he'd be in the age
range. We don't know
range.
That he is.
Yeah.
All we know for certain is that he had dinner with
the two head
writers and Greg Ming.
Ming.
That nobody said that he's been hired, certainly not him, right, that I've heard.
Oh, I don't know. I thought I'd heard that.
So, I don't know.
I heard that they were talking to him.
If they're going to have him come back, I don't know why.
What kind of threw me is why Rafe hasn't even connected the guy's last name is Hudson, and wasn't that his wife's or his fiance's last name? Emily Hudson.
I think we've totally forgotten about Rafe's.
I don't think he has one right now. He was supposed to be an orphan, and unfortunately he wasn't.
Yeah, he was an orphan. He was raised in an orphanage, but his mother's alive, and he has all these brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Supposedly he was supposed to be an only child, too, or something, orphan with no family. But now he has. They just keep popping up all the time. I just hope that it stops. We know there is another brother out there.
They've gotten rid of Ariana, and they've gotten rid of the brother, and maybe now that Will is going to be gay, Gabby will be going to.
I don't know. I thought they were dropping the gay thing.
I think they just put a hold on it. I think they just
put
a hold on it and they're just moving.
Maybe they were
going to
slow it down.
But it's eventually, I think.
Okay.
He's either going to pick Will or Chad, one or the other.
I
don't know.
I understand that Justin and Sunny's parents, Justin and Adrienne, neither of the actors have been on the set.
No, they haven't for a long time.
For over 7 weeks.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, they were never my favorites, but you know, having them was a treat to see them,
yeah.
Without, it's
a treat to see them, definitely.
Without hardly any other vets around, it was nice to have them, and I'd rather have them than Carrie and Austin, as much as I like Patrick Muldoon.
I can't wait for him.
Carrie and Austin, other than it'll be another thing for me like Eric Mossoff. he's nice to look at.
Mm-hmm.
But
I
don't
can't
get
wait
the
for...
impression from what I've heard of the story that it's going to be,
mm-hmm.
not to mention
don't bore
they're going
me,
to be
but...
stuck with Rafe. They're going to be stuck with Sammy and Rafe in the storyline, and it's just like, I don't want to, I like Patrick Muldoon, but I'm not sure I like him that much.
did you see that?
I'll just put it on mute and watch.
But did you see that shirtless picture of him on the blog?
Oh, yeah.
With,
I mean,
oh
both of them look great.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so happy that they didn't have Austin Peck come back.
Oh, yeah, please. I know.
That's
that was an awful.
But still,
but do you like
the idea
Austin?
That I'm going to have to watch Sammy and Rafe just to get to see Patrick Muldoon just makes me want to.
But they're, I think they're really kind of messed up already. They're making Austin a forensic accountant, and Carrie's now a defense attorney. Oh, you didn't know that? For
no.
real?
But
is that why?
But is that why they kept? Why the John thing? Because isn't John supposed to be committing fraud or something? John Black, and so that would be
yes.
why you would have a forensic accountant or lawyer in the story.
Yes, Carrie's his attorney. You know, John is, like, totally screwed.
Wait, Carrie's his attorney? Oh.
Carrie is
John's
attorney.
Oh, okay.
Carrie, yes.
She must have gone to the same law school that EJ went to online.
Yeah, really.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I like that they're making the women.
Yeah.
You know, I like what they're doing with the women. We'll see how it actually plays.
Yeah,
because
it really sucks that they hardly any of the women to this point lately have, except for Kate, have had anything going on really in the business world. Well, I mean, Hope has with the, you know, police station, but I'm glad they're getting back to some.
Even Kate, the way it was written was so.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And as even Lauren said, she feels like, you know, is it Countess Wilhelmina, that story, that line, that company. Fits Kate a lot better than Hearth and Home ever did. On the other hand, Hearth and Home probably fits Lauren better because she does actually bake and cook and can vegetables and stuff like that. But Kate's not like that. I mean, I didn't even buy it when she was making the poison brownies, frankly.
I didn't really care that they went back to counsel. I mean, that's fine, and I like that they're having the women be strong, but I'm...
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping...
Carrie's looking for a job. I mean, not Carrie. Sammy's looking for a job now.
Yeah, I have a feeling Sammy's going to get in the middle of all that somehow, because I think she and Kate are going to probably cross paths, and I think maybe it happens in the business environment. I don't know. Maybe she goes to work for Brady or something, because he is her stepbrother. So
right,
you never know.
No, I thought the spoilers were that she was going to get hired by this new person
Madison.
That
might be rivals with Kate,
after.
Maybe a rival company.
Oh, yeah.
With Countess Wilhelmina, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Well, obviously, Countess Wilhelmina is not part of Titan anymore, if the Daenerys are funding it.
No.
So that's something else.
No, because she went to Victor and tried to get
him to fund it. She
went to
Victor and he didn't want to fund it.
So.
But I'm excited. I mean, and really a cosmetics, perfume, all that, that really fits. I mean, Lauren's so beautiful and everything, that really fits her, you know, fits the character and everything, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I didn't want, I wasn't
wonder if
the
they're
show.
Bringing, that makes me wonder if they'll bring Billy back.
I don't know. They did mention
because
Billy the other day when they were talking about it.
Did they?
Yeah, they said something about she got Billy's approval or permission or, you know, like,
Right,
really blessing
did, yeah.
about it, so she did mention it. So, what about Victor and Maggie this week? I missed their scenes, but I know that, or I missed some of their scenes. But so Victor wants her to move in, and she's saying she won't move in unless they're married. Is that
right?
Yeah, they can switch it up all the time.
She mentioned too that she didn't want to marry him yet because I think he asked her,
but she doesn't
want to
marry
him. Want to get married? playing hard to get. And she said, oh, no.
No.
She wasn't ready for that either. She wants him to, she wants him to woo her.
Yeah, she's gonna make him work for it. Woohoo! I love
but
it.
But if he's gonna, but
yeah.
if he's gonna ask her to marry him the week after next, that's not much wooing. So.
Yeah, I heard. I guess I saw spoilers that said something like a November wedding or something. Maybe I don't know.
Mm.
Well, and then what do we do? And then we don't see them.
I know,
oh,
I was
please,
afraid
yeah.
of that. I'm
I
like,
know.
Oh, please don't. But then again, Stefano and Kate have had a lot of screen. I mean, not a lot, not lately, but they have. They at least did have, you know, scenes and stuff.
They've
hopefully
had
it
some
won't.
Screen time.
Hopefully it won't kill. Hopefully it won't kill the Vicky Matt and Victor Maggie deal.
Of course, Rafe and Sammy have been married, and we see nothing but them.
Yeah.
So.
Rafe, I think Rafe needs to do that slow-mo Gene commercial for her. Just don't talk, Rafe. Just don't talk.
Yeah.
What else happened this week? I don't even, I'm trying to think.
Gabby was complaining to Abby that she had sex with Will once and doesn't want to do it now.
Oh, well,
yeah. I thought that was uncomfortable considering that's his cousin. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they don't have enough. I mean, they don't have they don't really have a female on the show.
They don't have other friends.
for Abby to talk to. She doesn't have Chelsea anymore. So, you know, who else is there for her to talk to? Except Gabby.
Melanie's off doing other things right now.
You know, they need to bring on some younger Hortons or Bradys or something instead of.
Yeah.
Although then Will can't be interested, I know, but still. The younger set just, Chad isn't really interesting unless he's talking to EJ for me. And even then, I mean, like, when EJ offered to give him money for the website was kind of amusing. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now that he's given up his family for love, if he's going to be hanging around Will and Sunny all this time,
boring Hortons.
I'm gonna want him back with Will again. So I like Abby. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I like her too.
Mm-hmm.
I have this terrible suspicion that him and Abby are going to be a repeat of Jennifer and Peter. I mean, why else do they have her with a Demara? Then, you know, that he's going to lose his innocence and get drawn into the whole thing, and it'll just be a copy of the
previous thing.
I hope they find something different, but we'll see. I'm curious what they're going to do with Kayla. So Kayla's bringing little Joe back.
Yeah,
and there's obviously not going to be any Steve. What are they going to do? Pretend Steve's there, and did we just never see him, or he's still somewhere else off doing his own thing? What?
I don't know.
Do we know anything?
No, and Mary Beth hasn't even started filming yet, so she doesn't film till Thursday.
Now, does she have a? Is this going to be a contract or what?
No, it's recurring. It's not a contract.
Hmm.
So
then again, Leanne's was recurring, and she was on for quite a long time.
Yeah,
you never know.
So, you never know.
Yeah, but, I mean, the other half was already dead. She didn't have a child, and she was brought on specifically to be the villain. I mean, they're not doing that with this. I mean, to have Kayla there with no Steve, when they obviously can't bring Steve back because...
Well, they might be able to.
Because, you know, Steve, well, if they fire... I don't think so. I've been... he hasn't been let go. He's in the middle of a big story at Y&R.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see that happening, at least not in the near future.
Although they have let lots of people go at Y&R. I was so bummed Tristan Rogers got fired. Really? I didn't know that.
Yes. He got fired.
Yep, he got fired.
And I was actually liking his character in Jill. Jill actually had somebody. Now I hear the only thing I've wanted to watch on Y&R. I've pretty much given up. They've killed everything else about it I liked. So I guess he goes, I heard that
Melody Thomas Scott's coming back.
Yeah, she signed a contract.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Well, I was just wondering. I like to think
it means she's coming back, but I'm not interested in watching Eric Braeden, so I don't want
to. Oh, I like Victor.
The only thing
together.
I like watching Adam and Victor go at it, but Adam hasn't been on. He was, I guess, Michael was off for vacation or something, so he's been off screen.
Huh.
And now he's going to come back and really kill Sharon's chance or try and, you know, dump on Sharon. So I'm just not interested in watching that. I was liking them together, but they obviously don't want to do that. Of course, the guy they had with her who was so boring, they fired that actor too. So I guess I'm not going to do that either.
Oh, well.
All right. Nobody here watches Y&R.
No.
No.
I was just reading,
some of you guys watch The Real Housewives of New York on Bravo.
I have.
You guys watch that?
Yeah.
They fired Jill Zarin, Alex McCord, Kelly, and Cindy this week. The only ones coming back are Countess Luann, Ramona, and Sonia. So I thought that was kind of weird.
Why did they fire all those people?
I don't know.
I do like Countess Luann, but that's weird.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going on with that.
I don't know. I mean, especially Jill in particular. She's a big antagonist on the show. You know what I mean?
Huh. Wow.
So.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But yeah, I just saw them. Yep, it's Alice confirmed it on Twitter. So, yeah, I just thought that was kind of odd.
Somebody suggesting on here that Tristan Rogers should come to Days. I love Tristan.
Oh, boy.
I don't want him coming to Days. I don't want them ruining the vision I have in my head of Robert Scorpio, and they would.
Oh, yeah.
No. I'd much rather just go on YouTube and...
Now, if they would bring Tony and him back, Teo and him back, and bring him in together, that would be kind of cool.
I miss Teo very much, but I'm not sold on these writers yet.
Yeah, that's the only scary thing. I'd like to see him come back, but what would they do? Coming back again.
And then ruining the character all over again.
Over again. I don't know if I could go through that again.
I don't think I could.
I don't know if he could go through that again. Yeah.
2005 was the I could barely watch it. It was so hard to watch. I hated it.
Tony and Bart were very, very funny.
They were, and when I could pretend it wasn't him, I could watch it now because it's not him. But if he were to come back and do that all over again, these are writers I just don't. I mean, their idea of, I need to see what their idea of drama is first because I just don't trust them yet.
We have a caller, guys. I'm going to put the caller on.
Hey.
Yay, we've got area code 305. You're on with the Diva.
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you? Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Betty Champa Lover on Twitter.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Betty.
Where have you been? Where have you been?
The dogs aren't happy.
Oh, the dogs.
Hey.
Dogs going to.
Who let the dogs in? Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
They heard me say hi, and that one is trained to know that somebody must have walked in through the door.
How funny.
Oh, yeah. I just popped in to say hello. I was scrolling through Facebook and said, oh, my God, let me call in and say hi.
Oh, yay. I'm so glad to call.
Yeah, I have nothing to say about any of the soaps. I haven't watched in forever. I don't know who's come, who's gone. Nothing.
Oh, my God.
Any good Twitter gossip?
No, not even that. I just, like, scroll through there really quick whenever I get a chance, and I'm in school again, so.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I know, I've been working, like, 12-hour days lately, so I haven't been on Twitter much at all lately, so I'm just out of it.
No,
you're back in school.
Yeah. Let's see, how far I can take that, because it's just crazy.
What are you looking for? Are you going to try to tune in for the returns and everything? And next, not well, I guess this coming week, this Friday would be mass
26.
Yeah, the 26th. Mm-hmm. I think Friday's episode is going to be like a montage of things, but Matt will be on, and then the 26th is when the new stuff starts.
I'm going to. I almost watched it today, but I got tied up on something. No, not today. I'm sorry, yesterday. But I got tied up on something. But, next Friday, Fridays are the only days I don't go to class, so I definitely want to watch.
Yeah.
But, again, I have no clue what's been going on whatsoever. So
you're
lost.
Not missing anything.
It's okay. I've barely been watching. It did catch my attention with Stefano and Kate yesterday. I didn't watch that, but... Yeah, I haven't been watching very much lately either.
Just tell me that Brady is still as cute and EJ is still as handsome. That's all I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
Actually, EJ has been more handsome lately because he gets to be like the EJ.
More
who
himself.
On
Devilish, yes.
Yes, he's more like
he's
the original recipe
real
EJ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually smart again.
Really?
And snarky. And he's snarky and smart and... Not fault, yeah, exactly.
You're not quite sure what's going to come out of his mouth. I love it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
Nice.
Ooh.
I mean, he can do all kinds of bad things to me whenever he wants to, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord have mercy.
We all agree.
Yes, definitely. But everybody's been doing okay?
Like I said, I've been working a lot. But
work and work.
Work is good.
Good. All right, then. Well, I just had company over, and they left, and I'm not a drinker, but I had a nice little date with the captain, and I'm feeling good, and I called in and say hi to the girls.
Oh, I'm so glad you called. Yay. Thank you for your voice.
Yeah.
Where's Valerie? Cool. Valerie!
Oh, that was my first time calling in, was for Valerie, too.
I know. I was just thinking that. I miss her. I miss her on the show. I wish she were back.
She's really a good, good person.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
yeah.
Love her
yeah,
death.
She's
a sweetheart.
Yeah. She does a lot to for the people. It's really good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like her a lot, too, because she's from Florida, and so am I. But
there you go. Well, at least one Floridian stayed up to give us a call. At Bob Hapka sure didn't.
He tweeted me. Yeah, he tweeted me he wanted the link, so I just sent him the link. So, and then now Amy Hapka is now bashing me on Twitter.
Oh,
like Twitter.
What is he saying?
He doesn't need the link. All he needs is a phone number. Just call in.
I sent him the phone number. When Bob said he was going to bed, I tweeted him back and wrote "wuss," and then she retweeted my tweet and wrote "lol." And then I tweeted to Lauren Coslow. I said, what do you think of, you know, those four girls being fired from Real Housewives? And then she retweeted me and wrote, who cares? Amy did, and it's like, no, I didn't ask you
what you thought about the Real Housewives.
Oh, it's fun. Amy's a good sport.
I hope so, yeah.
Where are they at? Like funny. Tarpon Springs or something? I forget where I saw. I don't follow them, but I
look
into
their account. Oh, you should follow them.
Oh, at Bob Hapcon, at Amy Hapka. You really should.
No, don't follow Amy. Don't follow Amy.
Oh! He's going to let...
Ladies, your call is being
she's
recorded.
Not gonna let Bob, she's not going to let Bob play with us. No, Amy's sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
But, yeah, I miss... My house is kind of empty without these days characters in it, you know?
Aww.
Oh, no. No, but you know how the yeah. soaps are. You can go 3 years without watching it and tune in one day and you're like, the only question you really have is, who is this person? You know,
yeah.
it's yeah. something, but you, oh, really, they're still together. Oh, they're still trying to kill each other. Oh, yeah,
it's all the same.
It's just those sexy faces that you miss out on, you know?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you, do you like EJ with Nicole? Or
I like EJ with
more?
Me.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. No other women involved. I like that. I like that answer. Yes.
You know, I am so torn between... I liked him with Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of liked some parts with him and Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Really liked, Captain Jack Fart. Who was the first Nicole sister that was there with him? Natasha
yeah.
Livingston. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't like her at first. I was like, oh, this poor girl can act. She grew on
mm-hmm.
to me. She grew into her role. I think that
mm-hmm.
the chemistry between her and EJ was totally amazing.
Oh, see,
and
I
then when they brought
that.
In the new one, I was like, oh, they killed it. And I think they killed it, too, because of the simple fact that she was on as Ava before. So when
oh.
you're used to
oh,
seeing
that
one,
one
person,
the second one?
The
Ooh,
second
can,
one,
yeah,
no,
that
the
she,
one. That's X. X it out. No, no. The first... what was Nicole's sister's role name on there? What?
Yeah, it was Ava.
Oh, no, but the character name, that's what I forget for not watching for so long now.
Taylor?
Taylor.
Yeah.
So the first
He's
one was
Taylor.
Fine. But the second one, you know, just because of the fact that I had seen her on there before as Ava, I just couldn't, and she didn't play the role of Taylor good.
No.
What's her name, Taylor, on the show?
The other one did a better job, I thought.
Wow. Yeah,
she wasn't
did a
believable
really good
as Taylor,
job.
The second one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. But between Nicole and Sammy, I don't know who I really like him with.
Well, I don't like him with Sammy anymore now because I don't like Sammy. Sammy is like a totally different character. She's not
really?
Even recognizable anymore. Oh, God, no.
Yeah. They're trying to make her good, and she's, you know.
She's even worse than Carrie used to be, okay? This is how
yeah,
boring
she's turning
she is
into
now.
Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Except she's a total hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
You know, it was the last time I watched was, wow, I'm forgetting every character's name except for EJ and Brady, of course. Maggie was in the hospital the day after she was shot. That was the last time I watched. And before then, I hadn't even watched. I probably missed like 2 or 3 weeks up to the day that she was in the hospital after she had been shot. So I'm really behind. But I'll tune in on Friday, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I want to see what's going on.
Hopefully something will be going on.
Well, hopefully it'll pick up. Because it was just getting like, I don't know about this.
I was looking for another soap to watch when school hit, so Days Remained.
You know, I keep trying to get into One Life to Live because everybody says it's fabulous now, but I've tried several times and it's just not getting it.
I don't know. I just like Days, regardless, you know, comings and goings and stuff. There's just something about that soap opera that I've watched it for so many years that...
Yeah, exactly. It's like family in a way, you know. Yep, familiar faces and sort of a family feeling. And so, yeah, I know what you mean.
It's true. Like, I still look back and the time that I went to Chicago to see some of the people there, and I'm like, wow. I to me, it was all like just something I dreamt. It wasn't even real. Like, really? I met Marlena and Melanie and Daniel and Bo and Hope. There's no way. No, that didn't happen. I have the pictures, but it's like, no. It was amazing. And I had just missed everybody in Miami. They had, like, a couple of them had been in Miami 2 weeks beforehand, and I was right there in Miami and contemplated, should I go, should I go? Nah, forget it. Don't worry about it. And what do I do 2 weeks after that? Fly out to damn Chicago to see these people. I'm like, wow. I must have lost my marbles, but it was great to meet them all.
That's great.
Poor Peter, I was a nut.
I lived in Los Angeles for 40 years, and I could have gone to meet most of them when I lived there, and I didn't meet any of them until I came out here.
Oh, no.
I had 1,000 miles just to do it.
That's funny. That's crazy. I've never been a groupie, and to finally, I don't know, something just possessed me, and I said, I have to go meet these people. And it was, I'm telling you, I can picture myself waiting in line and seeing all of them and being right there in front of them, and it's like, that didn't happen.
When did you start watching the show the first time?
Ooh, I'm 40 now. I was watching it probably maybe my freshman year of high school or something.
Ooh.
Over 20-something years, yeah. Yeah, I've watched it for quite some time. I think I watched it back in 85 or something when Bo and Hope got married.
Oh, wow. That's more than 25 years.
Yeah.
I have you all beat.
Yeah, I know. We know. So.
How's that? You watched the first show?
I wish I would have gotten to watch it in the
70s. No, not quite that far back, but probably late 60s.
So wow.
I started watching, yeah. Very young.
Wow. So you've seen a lot
off
of coming
and on.
Going.
Oh, yes, yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. I still love it, though. I mean, I haven't been much of a fan, but it is what it is. I have my priorities, and unfortunately, I can't sit there and watch, you know, anything recorded. And so
you have to record it and be able to fast forward it. I cannot watch it live anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, me either.
I'm
going
to have to because SoapNet isn't going to last much longer. I usually come home and watch it on SoapNet, but when they go off the air, I'm going to have to start taping it again, I guess.
Honestly,
I heard that they were extending their time, because first I thought their SoapNet was going to go off when One Life to Live does, but I heard recently, and I can't remember the date, but they've extended it longer than they originally planned.
I thought it was
going to
be this coming spring.
Well, I mean, at least longer than when One Life to Live gets ends. I don't know how long.
Well, I don't know when One Life to Live is over. All My Children is over next week, right?
Yeah. In January. Yeah.
They keep promoting the stupid show that's coming on afterwards. From SoapNet, you keep seeing add to the chew every time I watch Days of Our Lives.
I'm serious. Those people in that ad, that chew ad, look high. I mean, seriously, there is something in the water at that show. I'm not even kidding. It's like either that or someone's goosing them while they're filming or something. I don't know. It's just way too over the top, way too annoying.
You don't watch HGTV or the Cooking Channel, do you?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I watch HGTV all the time, yeah.
Well, I mean, I used to watch TLC when they had all those makeover shows on, or house, you know, do-it-yourself stuff. But I only watched a few things on HGTV. But of course, Carrie, given all your home makeover injuries, you'd think you would like learn to like put on the goggles like they do on TV and stuff. No.
I haven't been injured lately.
She watches HGTV.
Your eyes have been okay. It's mostly your limbs and your digits that get into trouble.
Yeah, it's
you don't watch Renovation Reality, huh?
I put down a slate tile floor this week. I'll have you
know.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
And you're all in one piece, and you don't have Band-Aids anywhere.
That was injury free.
That's impressive.
I had bigger injuries. But I do have scratches on my finger when I try to give my MCAT a pill.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
That doesn't count
normal.
As a home makeover.
No.
Yes. Yeah, so that was my big injury. I fell down a hill and I got black and blue marks on my knees. That was my other injury of the week.
Now, I know this has nothing to do with days, but you mentioned trying to give the cat a pill. And I'm sitting there at my vet's the last time I had my cat in there to get groomed. And I'm sitting there watching this thing. They're talking about dental health, good dental practices and health and hygiene for your cat and your dog. And I'm like, yeah, let's just see someone try to brush a cat's teeth. I would pay money to watch that one. I mean, seriously, I could just see me getting out. Okay, now this is liver-flavored toothpaste, Bailey. It's okay, really. And it would take all of me trying to lift her upper lip, and she'd be out of there.
That's crazy.
I just don't see that happening.
I'm not commenting on that with a 10-foot pole. My God, I'll get ourselves in trouble.
We
start commenting on what we don't do with cats, because that's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, you will get into trouble if you're talking about hurting cats.
No, I just... I mean, why would you have a cat if you've got to clean it? That's the point of having a cat. You don't have to clean it. He cleans himself.
Well, I'm thinking she's going to be okay without the – I give her treats that have, like, dental, you know, Carter control and all that stuff. So.
But I just had to laugh. Well, that and they're entertaining.
The other thing that made me laugh this week was – my mom had this surgery. That part didn't make me laugh. But I'm sitting there in the waiting room, and they've got this nice thing of, you know, all the free Cokes and chips and candies that you want kind of thing. And then right on that same wall, it says, please no food or drinks. And I'm like, what a moral dilemma. I don't know what to do. The food and drinks are right there. And it says, no food or drinks. But they meant, you know, carrying them back to the room and stuff. But I just thought, I was just, in my twisted self, just kind of laughed at that, but oh well. I thought I would share. I can't think of anything else about Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, anything else, Betty? Do you have anything else on your mind? Is Betty still there?
Oh, no, Betty.
So we have area code 845.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Rex.
This is who? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Rex from the chat room.
Rex, yay! Thank you for calling in. Awesome. Yeah. What's up, Rex?
I called to let you know that there is a coupon campaign to get a new soap net.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't do that.
They were, putting them in the globe, but if I can find the link, I'll send it to your Facebook page.
That'd be great.
To get a new soap net? Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid they're trying to get rid of the old one.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For Disney Junior. I don't get it.
I don't know. Well, there's plenty of Disney channels. My son's made me watch with the Roy Ridley Place today, and that was just awful.
Oh, man. The Disney Channel's not even the real Disney Channel anymore.
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll check it out when you post it, definitely.
Yep.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I will do my best, but I'm not very computer literate, so you got to bear with me.
Hey, no problem.
No problem.
Okay, I will try and find it after the show.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rex.
All right, hey. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. That's
Betty
cool.
Betty just Facebooked me that she went to the bathroom and her phone got disconnected.
Oh, no. That's what you get for trying to talk with a diva while you're on and you're going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
At least the phone didn't fall
okay.
in the toilet. I mean, it could have been worse.
Yeah. Yeah, it could have been
That's
worse.
That's the thing is that we have a channel for soaps, and we have all these web soaps, and they haven't tried to do what, like, AMC has done, which is produce their own shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they
AMC
did.
AMC is making money at it. Probably not at soaps,
yeah.
But not every day, but they could still come up with,
They did Me and Erica.
If AMC can make money with Mad Men, they can come up with something. Maybe not every day, maybe only once a week for 10 weeks, but still.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sad that they haven't that they didn't even try to do anything other than, of course, I know it was when it originated, is ABC hasn't been owned by Disney that whole time. Have they? Because it's been...
I don't know. It's been a while.
It's been more than 10 years since they started,
yeah.
I thought.
But they did do... They did do General Hospital Night Shift, and that for two seasons actually did well.
That's right.
Then,
they did.
Yeah,
you're right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they did something called Bee and Erica, but I never watched that. But the thing is, too...
I couldn't stand that show.
Didn't they do...
I couldn't even stand the commercial.
Years of Night Shift.
Yeah, the commercial was annoying.
Ugh.
I mean...
It didn't help that they preempted days on Wednesday nights to show the stupid Bee and Erica. Pissed me off. So right away I was like, okay, so I hate you, Erica. I really wish you wouldn't try being anything. So anyway, that's just me.
They screwed up because if you want to have a new soap to do well and stuff, you should have cast ex-soap actors.
Yeah, exactly. People that we care about and are familiar with.
Yeah, I still have no idea who that girl was. I mean, I never watched the show, but
I
saw the stupid commercials, too. Yeah, I saw the
commercials. Oh, I hated those commercials.
Yeah, so, Yeah, well, the thing is, like I said, Franz was the one running it, so, I mean, he was going to fuck that up.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay.
I'm wondering how he's messed up every single ABC soap, yeah.
Well, actually, We Love Soaps did top 25 biggest blunders in soap history, and they did one whole section was on Brian Franz. I guess he canceled Search for Tomorrow twice. He canceled it on one network. I can't remember the beginning, the originating network, and then Search for Tomorrow got picked up by NBC. But I remember watching it.
The person they didn't put on was the lady who's the producer for General Hospital now, who killed Another World, and she killed a couple of other subs, and they didn't put her on the list. I was a little surprised. The other surprise was I always thought the at least one of the guys at We Love Subs was such a big 90s fan, and I was really pleasantly surprised that one of the top five things he put on there was Marlena's Possession.
Yeah.
And that he actually recognized that, Riley was trying to outdo the O.J. Simpson trial, and that in the short run it worked, but in the long run it was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of...
Yeah.
I really surprised to see that. Pleasantly surprised. I thought that was somebody actually gets it, that, you know. Of course, nobody called Anna on the carpet for that like somebody else was called on the carpet for saying the same thing. But we won't go back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was when I first started this blog, and I was bitching about Riley. I've been getting bashed all over the place by the people who loved Riley in the 90s. And but you know, when they say, but I'd say people are bashing We Love Soaps for putting The Possession at number 6. People
are
saying that. Oh, yeah, they are.
I thought that day they put it up, and I didn't say anything then.
Well, it's not on their blog. Yeah, it's not on their site, but it's on the message board.
Oh.
Yeah, so you know which one.
Yeah.
They don't.
I have to say, that's a message board where suddenly they've forgotten that that Riley wrote 2003 and 2006 and just butchered days to the point where I thought it was dead for good.
Yeah.
Suddenly, the only thing he's written was the 90s again, and they, you know, just can't get enough of that. So they think that these two new writers are just going to be the cat's meow. I hope today they are. And I hope it's because they don't write anything like James Riley. But we'll see.
Well, the actors are saying so far it's nothing like Passion. I think Eric Martsoff said it this week, so...
Well,
yeah,
Days in 1993 and 1994 wasn't anything like Passion either.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, until about late 1994, it was, there were things about it I didn't like and I would have changed, but it was still pretty watchable. It was a lot better than 1991, which is still the one year I just cannot watch for anything. Every time I try, it's just the most god-awful mess. Except for Jack and Jen. Everything else is just awful. So.
Okay. Well, show's coming here at the end. Anybody have any party shots till next week?
Just looking forward to it.
I'm curious to see what they're going to do on the 23rd, what the reset is. If it's just going to be mostly flashbacks and stuff.
Flashbacks,
I'd like to see some flashbacks that are things I want to see, which I kind of don't think I will.
Friday's the flashback episode, so we'll see. Marianne? Anything you're looking forward to? Or anything you want to discuss?
Nope.
You got everything?
Nope.
Okay, so to wrap up, follow at Bob Hapka. Do not follow at Amy Hapka. Thanks for Rex and Betty for calling in. And we miss you, Betty. We hope to see you around again on Twitter.
Yeah, definitely.
So, thanks for Rex for letting us know about the coupons for soap nets. So, yeah, give me that info and I'll put it on the blog.
Yeah.
So, and don't forget our Mary Beth interview was moved to Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern instead of Tuesday.
Okay,
and I'll fix that.
She's got a lot of projects going on. Should be interesting.
Yeah, I'm just being a lot to talk about. And please call in if you want to talk to Mary Beth. So. I try to talk as little as possible. That's my goal. So thanks, Marianne, Madeline, and Anna for calling in tonight.
Sure deal.
Okay.
Talk to
you guys.
Good night. Bye.
See you guys next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.